Welcome to the second series of Medrash Morsels, short but sweet Midrashim designed for the whole family to share for Shabbos dessert.
Medrash Morsels for Parshas Toldos. Here's a morsel from Medrash Tanchuma. It says that there are three parts to a person's body that you can control, and three other parts that you can't control fully. Your hands, your mouth, and your feet are under your control. How so? Well, your hands, you can use them to serve Hashem by making a sukkah and putting together a lulav bundle, by holding a shofar up to your lips, tying tzitzis, writing tefillin and mezuzahs. One day you'll learn how to do all of those things. But the hands can also be used to steal, chas v'shalom, to kill or hit, chas v'shalom, to mug someone, chas v'shalom. Many aveiros can be done with hands, and all of them, chas v'shalom. So your hands are under your control. Your mouth can be controlled to learn Torah, to speak well about someone and give him compliments. You can make your mouth say Hallel and praises about Hashem, and you can make your mouth daven. But if a person wants, he could also, chas v'shalom, speak Lashon Hara. In South Africa, they call it lush. He could, chas v'shalom, insult someone or curse him, chas v'shalom. He could also swear or promise falsely, chas v'shalom, but it's under his own control. Now take your legs. You want to walk to shul or run to shul? They are under your control. You can control your legs to go visit the sick, or go comfort mourners at a shiva house, or go to the cemetery and bury a nifter Jew. Any chesed, you can use your feet to walk there. You control your feet. But chas v'shalom, a person can control his legs to walk to an inappropriate place where people aren't tzanua. Or chas v'shalom, a person can run and chase a guy to kill him or hit him or push him. Chas v'shalom. You could even control your legs to bend behind the bushes and then jump out to ambush a traveler from behind the bushes because you are in control of your legs. That's hands, mouth, and legs. But then there are three other body parts that you can't completely control. Your eyes, your ears, and your nose. How so? Say you're walking down the street and you see an aveira. You look away, of course, but you saw it for a half a second. Oy! Or you see some dog mud. You didn't want to see that, did you? Or did you? You might bump into someone who doesn't appreciate you, like a mean policeman. You can't control it. You saw it, even though you didn't want to. Now your ears. The Gemara says that Hashem gave you built-in earplugs, your earlobes, and your tapered fingers. They fit perfectly into your ears to block the sound. But sometimes it's too late. You already heard bad words, like cursing, or maybe someone was shouting insults at another person. So you heard the Aveira against your will. You can't control what you heard. And your nose? You pass by McDonald's, and you smell it. They are frying Nivela burgers with cheese. Oy! You can plug your nose, but for the first moments, it's too late. Or maybe the Avodah Zarah temple is burning spices for the idol. Or you pass by a garbage pile. You can't control your sense of smell. But Kindralach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, even your hands, feet, and mouth, Hashem can make you lose control of them. The Medrash brings many examples where Hashem took away a person's control of his hands and feet and mouth. But I'll give you two examples. One is about the arm of Yeravam ben Navat. Yeravam ben Navat was the first king of Yisrael. He was an outstanding, fantastic Talmid Chacham. He was appointed by Hashem to be king, but then he turned evil. He brought the nation to Avodah Zarah in the north of Israel. Yeravam ben Navat had made a golden idol in the city of Beis El. Yeravam ben Navat was standing on top of a mizbeach to burn ketores when the Navi Idoi shows up. Have you ever heard of the Navi Idoi? Idoi HaNavi was one of our 48 prophets. He was Hashem's messenger, a complete tzaddik, a Navi. Idoi raised his voice and started speaking to the Mizbeach. He said, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem. In the future, a tzaddik will come from David HaMelech's family and slaughter Rishoyim that do Avodah Zorah on top of you. Remember, Ido's talking to the Mizbeach. And human bones will be burnt upon you. Ido meant Yeravam's bones, but he still needed to respect King Yeravam, so he didn't say literally who he meant. Yeravam ben Nevat shouts, "He's crazy!" "Oh yeah?" said Ido. "I'll prove that Hashem said this. I'll prove it with a wonder deed. You see now, this Mizbeach will split, and the ashes that are on it will spill to the ground." Yeravam ben Nevat was furious. He shouted to his guards, "Tafsuhu!" Yeravam stretched out his arm at Ido and pointed and shouted, "Seize him! Arrest him!" But now, Yeravam couldn't bring his hand back to himself. His arm became paralyzed. Just then, the Mizbeach split, and the ashes spilled, just as the Navi said, in the name of Hashem. "Whoa!" Yeravam saw that this Navi is serious. Yeravam ben Nevat pleaded, "Daven to Hashem so that I can get my hand back, please!" Ido did so, and Yeravam's hand was healed like normal. That's the story of Yeravam's hand. Hashem made him lose control of his hand. And now, the second example. It's from this week's Parshas Toldos. Yitzchak Avinu was ready to give over the brachos to his favorite son, Esav. Now, kids, you have to understand that whoever gets these brachos, it will actually happen. Yitzchak had a power of speech similar to Hashem. Hashem gave over this power of giving brachos. Yitzchak had this power. That's why Rivka knew it was so important that Yaakov should receive these brachos. She insisted that Yaakov dress in Esav's clothes and disguise himself. Yaakov went to his father knowing that it was Hashem's will to deceive his father here. He had bitachon that everything was going to be all right. And it worked. Yitzchak blessed Yaakov with these special brachos. Now it was time to leave, and Esav was on his way home. This is how it happened. The Medrash says that when it's bright and sunny outside, you can't see inside where it's darker. We know that from experience. Yaakov was indoors. He could see Esav coming, so he hid behind the open door. Esav came in, but by the time his eyes got used to the dark, Yaakov had sneaked away. "Get up, Dad! Eat! Here, your son brought you food! I want those brachos!" Yitzchak said, "Who are you?" "Oh, no! I've made a terrible mistake!" Yitzchak was trembling like he had never trembled before. "So who is the one that brought me food just a few minutes ago? He tricked me into giving him the brachos. I already blessed him. Now I'll curse him for that." This is what Yitzchak was thinking, according to the Medrash. But since Yaakov was relying on Hashem that it all will come out all right, Hashem took away Yitzchak's control of his mouth, and instead of a curse, out came another bracha. Yitzchak said, "Gam Baruch Yehyeh." That man should get another bracha. That's the second example of how Hashem can control what you think is under your control. For more stories, visit our website, MusarStories.com.